Blog Talk Radio.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.
Adri, where we at?
Even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.
Majri. Majri.
On air. Open.
Majri.
No. Yo.
Okay. I got you on here. I'm like, how to get this thing rolling? Okay. Okay. So, yeah. What's up, Majri?
Nah, what's going on, baby?
We finally made this thing happen, huh? The mock show, we finally on here.
Yeah. You know, I'd be sleep right about now.
Really? Wait, you said you got to go to work at 12, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the mock show.
I got to be up anyway because I got to do the show anyway. It ain't no big deal when we start doing the show.
Well, what time work for you? Because he said, for real, don't matter what time we do it, as long as we both can be on there.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Don't say it don't matter. You just said you'd be sleeping.
Look. Normally, I lay down. Since we hadn't been doing it, I lay down about 6 o'clock, between 5:30, by 5 or 6, between 5 and 6.
Okay.
But ain't no big deal, but, you know, if we're doing a show, I just know lay down. I just make sure I take a nap earlier that day. That's all that is. And then once we finish, I take a nap. Yeah, that's no big deal.
Okay. However you want to work it out is cool with me, because for real, for real, we can go on a little bit early. We can go on to 6 my time, and that'll be 4 your time.
Don't matter. We can do that, too. If you want to run it, if we want to run, start running that 6, we'll run that 6. We can do it at 6.
Okay.
Don't matter. It's
okay.
All right.
Well,
you're the one who got the Dick Singer career with everything coming, though. All the shows and stuff coming up on the weekend. I'm on. We in this together.
Okay, there you go. High five over there. Teamwork. Okay. Okay, so technically this will be the introduction part, or whatever, we filling out our names or whatever. I'm Ray Cole, this, that, and the third, and you meet Tree, and blah, blah, blah,
it's
whatever
boy,
you want to say.
You know, it's your boy, No Reason, meet you, D, a.k.a. No Reason. You guys missed us. I know you missed us because we missed you guys. Now we back in the building. The big dog done let her take over. The show is finna go down. You know, big brother just listening now. He ain't watching. He just listening. We finna do this our way. You know.
Boom. So they ain't ready for it.
They ain't ready for it. He let the dogs off the leash. So we finna get you. Finna get y'all what y'all been wanting. Y'all been missing this idiot of Saturday. Y'all been missing this. And we back, brand new year. We going to bring you all this hot stuff. And if you got questions, you know the information. If you wanna hear it, we got it. We got all this good stuff for you.
Boom.
We missed you. We coming hardcore. We got new segments. So pretty much it's the D-Hour Show hosted by your boy, Meet You D, a.k.a. No Reason, and that number one hot singing superstar about to take over the industry, that nigga Ray Cole, R.C. Cole in the building.
Thank you. I'm joking. Okay, so,
R.C.
Yeah.
Cole in the building.
Not R.C. Right, Cole, Not R.C. Cole than Walmart sodas.
Yeah, R.C. Cole in the building.
Boom. Yes, sir. Okay. So I think we got the welcoming part down. Boom. Yes.
Make sure you put, we got to bump some of your stuff on the show this year around. You know what I mean?
I know, right? I know. D Slate, if you're listening, go on ahead and put my stuff in rotation. Boom. Okay.
You know what I mean?
They ain't ready for it.
We need to let them hear what you got going on, so they know once they hear R.C. Cole come across the scene, they're gonna be like, that's my girl from the D-Hour Show. She's killing
them. Yeah. Be sure all right. Yes, put me in the rotation, honey. Pump it up, let them hear it, let them have it.
See, the beautiful thing about it now, Ray Ray, we control the board, so you can put any song that she wants to win.
Say the whole song playlist be my shit.
The whole playlist. We're doing a Ray Cole show today. Ain't nothing playing but Ray Cole. Y'all gonna listen.
Ah, that's crazy. Get a call from D like, excuse me, but you got to play some stuff too. What'd you say?
I know D gonna be calling like, yo, now y'all know y'all wrong. Hey, be like, yo, this is the Ray Cole show for the day. We're playing nothing for Ray Cole, after Ray Cole.
Oh, no, say you gave the wrong person a pin number, D. But, okay.
That ain't what we picked up.
Right. This ain't the song list. But, oh, well, that's cool. So how you been doing, Mitrio?
I'm chill. Working like a slave. Trying to blow up. Getting this calendar shoots and stuff together for the new. I'm working on a 2015 calendar.
Whatever happened to your one calendar, the bum ladies?
I'm still doing it. I just, you know, trying to find how to have the right talent and the right location. And now that I'm in Vegas, I'm about to get on it, but I'm doing with school and everything, I had to put it on hold for a sec. But
it'd be like that.
I'm back.
Yep,
I'm back
yep.
focused. You know how
you right on the strip. You right on the strip. All you gotta go do is get a few of them hookers, throw some dirt on their face, and tell them here, put these potato sacks on.
I can't afford them, yo. These jokers, they highly rock
right
out here.
I can believe it. They looking for Mr. Moneybags out there, Mr. Lamborghini drivers, all them looking for the big rollers. Not saying that you're not, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you know,
sure.
Everybody don't want to get their money up like that. So,
from when me and D. Slayton was growing up, we weren't big money. As we used to say, it was po hitting them. We still po hitting them. I'm broke.
Well, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that because too many black folks be trying to live above their means. I mean, they be trying to keep up with the Joneses and they at home, like, light being cut off, water ain't on, but you got them new Jordans on your feet or you got them whatever is popping, you got that on your body, but you living out of a shack. You know what I'm saying?
Your boy running around in some classics. Yo, I rock classic Reeboks. That's what I wear on my feet.
Boom. Hey, they work. I mean, as long as, it's a person somewhere right now ain't got a pair of shoes. So, I mean, as long as your feet warm and comfortable, that's all that matter.
I put a pair of fresh jeans on with a nice little button up and a fresh crispy Reebies. And looking good.
Say jamming on the one. I heard that. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Go ahead. Michael Jordan just too high. Like, I mean, he is too damn high. Like, Michael, bring them prices down. Matter of fact, won't you give out some free shoes? Like, I mean,
that ain't mine.
No.
That's Nike doing. They got to make their money back for what they had to pay Jordan to use his name. That's all that is.
Yeah, but they robbing and raping everybody else. I mean, people go crazy over them shoes. I mean, it's like crap.
When the Jordans first started coming out, man, when they was just sticking cats up left and right, just beating people up and snatching their shoes back in the 80s and stuff, it was like, oh, this nigga got on Jordans. Run them shoes.
So they want them more than he want them. Like, that's crazy.
I think I own two pairs of Jordans in my life.
Mm-mm.
Two pairs. And
I don't think I will ever own Jordans. Mm-mm.
And the only reason why, and one pair was given to me. Somebody bought me a pair of them. That's the only reason why I rock them.
Well, now, in that case, if somebody buy them for me or they giving them out somewhere, then possibly, but, like, I'm a girl, and the way I look at it is, like, you know how much stuff I could buy with spending $200 on one pair of shoes? Like, I could rack up because I bargain shop. So $200 on one pair of shoes, never going to happen, Mr. Jordan, unless this is, like, real Italian leather, okay, handmade over in Italy. Like, I'm not paying that kind of money for no damn tennis shoes. It's not happening, okay? Never going to happen. So, no, I'm sorry.
Start telling that story. You know, once the album blow up, you're going to be rocking the first. You're going to be spending good money on the Jordan. Like, you know what? I need a pair of Jordans now.
I don't think so unless they giving them out. Unless Jordan going to pay me to wear his shit. Okay, I'm not going to be rocking your shoes, giving you free advertising. Like, I don't think so. Like, if they free, cool. If you paying me to wear them, cool. But other than that, I'm going to have on some basic Nikes or you ain't going to even see my shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be doing all this promotion of these clothing lines and stuff for free. People, I love the Real Housewives of Atlanta, but, you know, they be on there, Louis Vuitton. Is Louis Vuitton sponsoring y'all? Well, stop giving him shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just feel like be business smart if you're going to do it. You know, like, no, can't do it. Sorry. Not going to happen.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be with you rocking them Reebok classes. Boom.
That's me, baby. Keep it classic. I keep it simple. they keep playing, I'm going to go ahead and find me some snakeskin. I'm going to find me some BKs with the snakeskins on them and bring them back.
Oh, Lord. No.
Just
let it wither away. Let it wither away. I'm just messing with you. But what I'm going to do here, I'm going to let one of these songs run for a second here just so we can kind of get in the habit of, I guess I get the timing down with how we're supposed to do it with the songs and the commercials and stuff. So I'm going to let one run, and then we'll be right back to discuss some other stuff. How about that?
That's cool with me.
Okay. Air high five. Smack. There we go. Boom. Okay. So here we go. I'm about to let this song roll, and we're going to come back to it.
Hey.
All right. Yes.
You going to say whose song is it?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Jay Holiday, Incredible. All right. Let's. And, you know, you missed out. I got to speak with him. Was it on the Thursday show? With D and Poetic Justice. He was pretty cool. And, oh, my God, I can't remember the other guy's name right now. That's
talking about what's called from Troop?
From Troop, yes. Oh, my God, thank you so much. I was about, like, let me stop talking before I make an ass out myself. But, yeah, so you used to have a curl.
I had a curl for your ass, yo. My curl was so long at a point in time. I had a high top fade with a curl in it that killed kids from Kid and Play. I had to cut my kid a mushroom because it was so long.
A mushroom?
No, I had my kid cut it. I had to cut it a mushroom.
I'm happy you got a bald head now.
don't get it twisted, yo. Because we went from. You should have seen us when we was doing the Morris Day. You should have seen us when we was doing the Prince and the Morris Day thing. I had the perm like Morris Day running around the school and stuff.
No. I am happy that phase has come. Hopefully it's gone. But you know what? Like, styles just keep recycling themselves. Because I never thought I'd see the box again. And when I saw that box in the 2013, I was like, what is going on? This dude has a box, like what's going on, that fade
was starting to come back around on them high cow fades. I'm like, okay, here it comes.
Oh, no, I got a story for that after this song, so we about to run this J. Cole Incredible. All right, we about to do it.
Girl, you're the crazy, yeah, that a man could ever ask for, yeah. Baby, you got style, you got class. Girl, you make it look so easy, yeah. Ooh. Got every woman wanting to be like you. You're first to death every night, girl. Baby, and I bet you
holiday.
Yeah, I'm in the building, got you loud and clear.
Boom, that was just Stephen Russell with Never Feel That Way Again. Like, he was really singing it, like he meant it, wasn't he? And Jay Holiday, where's the name of it? Jay Holiday, Incredible. Yes, two great selections there. Very, very, very gifted brothers. So, back to my story, Mitri. Oh, I also want to say, at this time, this will be the time that we would do an interview. I wrote out the list of how the show normally goes. So we don't have anybody to interview.
it's just me and you. Right. We just going through the motions. So, you know, we'd run and be like, okay, so thank you for being on the show. You know, love. What made you want to get into music there? How? What was some of your
How's the weather in Canada? Yes, this is true. Well, I was thinking maybe what we can do, since we don't have nobody to interview, we could just tell about ourselves. Like, you know, you could take this first portion, and I'll take the next after the music portion, like, you know, kind of just tell about ourselves and who we are and how we came to be on the D-Hour show and, you know, just our goals, kind of. If that's okay with you,
okay.
That's just a suggestion. Yeah.
Don't matter. No, you know, everybody, you know, we've been always in the background anyway. You know, my D was running the show, but now that we run the show, we need to let them know who we are. You know?
Yeah, I mean, why not use the platform while you have it? You know what I'm saying? Not only that, I think it would make the callers or people that are listening feel a little bit closer to you, because it's like if you say something like, hey, I do that too, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'm kind of,
right.
I respect kind of what you're trying to do. Like, you never know, it might put a little spark in somebody and they, you know, got a new follower or, you know, whatever the case may be. So.
Right, right.
Yeah, I most definitely think, you know, yeah, I think we should do it too when we do the first live one, like, you know, just kind of, you know, maybe in that first segment just kind of introduce ourselves, because this ain't going live, so introduce ourselves and boom, you know, here goes the next artist and boom, 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 and whatever. But, yeah, go ahead, let us know about who No Reasons, a.k.a. Meetri D is. Boom.
Well, your boy Meetri D, a.k.a. No Reason. You know what? We're going to just drop the Meetri D forever and for now on. That nigga No Reason. Well, the man behind the mill, you know, that D-Hour, you know, me and D-Hour are family. You know, that's my cousin. We've been doing, you know, we've been doing this song and dance for years. You know, we kept saying, I'm going to start me a show. And I said, well, whenever you start the show, cuz, you know I'm there. So
boom.
He hit me up one day and was like, okay, I want you to be on any of Saturdays. No, the network going good now. We doing this independent thing on Saturdays, and I need another host. I said, well, I'm down for whatever. I will do my best to make sure I don't mess up your show. So that's how I end up getting onto the show because, you know, family calls, you know, you got to help family out. Well, the majority of me, I spend my time as promoting parties and doing things like that. Working in school, working. I'm out here in Vegas, you know, trying to blow up, get everything kicked off with the company. I took my butt to the Art Institute of Las Vegas to learn how to do digital film and video production. So I started learning how to make movies and all that good stuff. I'm working on my YouTube channel, and I'm working on a deal with the producers of Love and Hip Hop about Atlanta. I'm doing a reality show on the motorcycle and the social club scenes throughout the United States.
Okay.
So that's in the works right now. My production company and my film company are working on, we're getting ready to set, we're doing shoots for to go with the reality show on this motorcycle scene. We're actually doing the different clubs' calendars and their photo shoots and everything. So once they get up and I finish building the website, some of the scenes will be up on the website. That'll be Von Mally Productions. What else? You know, pretty much I live for the music thing. Back in the day, I used to want to get on the mic and do, you know, we were doing our thing, but we all decided to go to school and focus on that first, and then we branched off and did, you know, fell in love with our loves, you know. D wanted to be a comedian, singer, rapper, the whole nine, and he wanted to network, and he doing this thing. Me, I wanted to go into promotions and setting up all the concerts and all the parties that I can. I started doing that. And that's still my love. Then my real love, you put me on them two wheels on that motorcycle, it's a wrap. I'm riding all day, every day.
Say zooming out.
Yeah, I'm. That's like, shoot, I got two favorite sounds in the world. That's the sound of a motorcycle when you hitting it, and the sound of a woman when she's having fun. Those are my two favorite sounds in the world.
LAWD, honey. LAWD. Okay, Lord, have mercy. Yes. But no, you know what? You say motorcycle. I remember I used to get in trouble when I was little because my mama boyfriend, he had a motorcycle. And he would come and he would get me and put me on the back of that bike and shoot down the street. And, you know, I don't know. I just loved it because my neighbors, they had, he had like more of a like a Harley Davidson type of motorcycle. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not no motorcycle expert by any means, but he had one that could really get up and go fast. My neighbor, he had more of like something that was more like a luxury car type of motorcycle. Like you can listen to music and you know what I'm saying? Like my grandma didn't have a problem with me going with the neighbor, but I guess maybe because my mama boyfriend was kind of a clown with it, you know, she kind of had an issue with it. And she was like, if I catch you on that bike again, I'm going to tell your daddy. I was like, okay, I don't want them type of problems, so I'm just not going to even just had to give up my motorcycle fund. But, yeah, that's kind of cool, though. One of these days, Mitri, I'm going to get me a hot pink bike. I don't know if they make them, but I'm going to get me one, and I'm going to drive it around my neighborhood because that's as far as I'm willing to go on a motorcycle.
That's cool. Do your thing, man. Once you start riding, you're going to want to be in no car. It's like,
I can believe it.
I got my bug for riding when we were young. You know, we were still running. We were still running around the neighborhood being bad boys and stuff. You know, doing the things that we did to have fun. I can't say what we were doing because you know people might be listening and be like, "Oh, I remember that shit."
Look, don't tell on yourself. When too many people do that, be telling on themselves. Don't tell on yourself. Let somebody else tell on you.
We had our fun, you know, had a chance to learn how to ride. So ever since then, because I don't know if you, a lot of people probably don't remember the actual pocket bikes that were actually motorcycles. They were actually before the little electric ones and everything that came out that's out now. They were actually little 50 motorcycles. They were little pocket rockets that was actually motorcycle with the clutch, the whole nine, where you was actually on a motorcycle, but it was like a little scooter. But it looked like a little crotch rocket. That's what I learned on. So here my big ass on this little blue ass mini bike flying up and down the street.
Well, at least you learned how to handle a big bike. So, I mean, I guess that's the bright side of that story, right? Like, now you can handle a big boy bike.
So, you know, I'm rolling a ZX11 and a ZX750. So, I got the two bikes. So, it's like, especially being out here in Vegas, I stay on my bike. My truck be like, damn, you going to drive me anytime soon? I'm like, no.
But I bet you it's nice, and I bet you save a whole lot on gas. So,
I mean, you're talking about what? $10? No, because you got to put the premium up in the joint. So you're talking about $10 tops to fill the bike up, and I can get about a good 200 miles if I'm not clowning, I'm not opening, or just going from one side of town to another side of town, back and forth all day. Y'all, I'll be.
Wow.
$10,
man.
Wheels.
Man, that's awesome.
We talking premium now. You know, we talking premium.
I just don't get how it could be that cheap for a motorcycle, but so expensive for a car. I guess the thing are the container on there is smaller, but it's just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Goodness gracious.
And, you know, you talking anywhere from 13 to 20 gallon tank on the car, and you talk about a little seven to eight gallon tank on a bike.
How come they can't take the little gallon out the motorcycle and put it in the car? I'm just saying, like, goodness gracious, like, gas is just so high. Like, sometimes you just pull up to the pump and just want to just steal it and go, but you ain't anybody trying to go to jail with no gasoline or nothing, but damn. Craziness. Anyway, that's too crazy. But that's cool, though, that you like to ride bikes, man. One of these days, I'm going to put on my big girl panties, and I'm going to learn how to ride one, too, down the street when I'm coming back home. Oh, yeah.
Once you learn how to ride, you ain't coming home. You're going to be like, yo, baby, I'll be back in a little bit.
I'm too scared that I'll fall. Like, I be seeing those people on the highway, man, and that is just so cool to me. Like, when they be on the highway, like, burning out, like, just weaving in and out in the car, just, like, so fast and furious. I'm like, damn, that's tight. Wish I could do that.
You already got the concept. The reason why you won't fall, because you already got it in your mind, if I fall, that shit going to hurt.
See, yes, it is. It's like hell.
They get, you know, when you see the ones that's out there, you jumping in and out of traffic and all that stuff, they've been riding for a while, they done got their confidence up, and they
ain't afraid to die.
Right, they complacent. Me, I had a blowout at 125.
Ooh.
And after that blowout, and all I could do was scream, talking about, geez, God, don't let me fall. God, please don't let me fall. Jesus, God, please don't let me fall. You know, and I got to the side of the road, and I was sat there talking about heart beating fast.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's all I could say, was like, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, oh my God.
I know that's real.
And
man,
any bike I get on, do not see. Cats be mad at me when I ride sometimes. My guys in my club, they be like, can you please do 100? I was like, nope.
Mm-mm.
I'm in the rear. I bring up the rear. I don't get in the front with everybody wanting to get the gun in and doing their thing. I'm in the rear. I'm at the end of the pack.
Good. I heard that.
Since I've been out here, I think I might have got the bike up to 100 one day.
That's as far as you're going with it.
Then I said, you know what? That's too fast. Back down to speed limit. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fun, but dangerous.
Especially out here in Vegas. Oh my God, these cats don't pay attention to none.
The people walking around and stuff?
No, the people in the car. I'm coming down the hill, right? And I'm coming down the hill, and the light turned green, so I'm rolling. And this dude just started merging into my lane as he was crossing over, and he just came right on over on me.
Mm-mm.
Man, I swung around and rolled up on the side of the window and tapped on his window. And I rolled up, tapped on the window, looked at him. I let my visor up and I looked at him. And then he rolled down the window. I said, are you fucking stupid? You didn't see me? Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Pay attention.
Well, some people would have stole him or kicked his headlight out. So, I mean, you know,
that's how people get killed, because you're not paying attention. Didn't you see what happened to the one dude? What happened to him in New York on that stupid shit? Pay attention to the surroundings.
You have to. But you know what? So many people got license that probably should not have them. I'm not going to lie to you, because some people, they be driving sometime, and I be thinking to myself, like, they must have knew somebody at the DMV, or, like, I just don't know how you got your license, because some people are so reckless when it comes to driving and just doing stuff. Like, it's scary almost. It's just like, I'm on a roll with straight fools. Like, you really have to drive for yourself and for the other person, like, for real, for real.
Sure. I saw this old man and his old wife. They had to be in their late 70s, and he was gunning. He was still gunning. He was in and out of traffic. I said, "Old head still got it," because some old people be like, they be all moving. The speed limit 45, and they doing 20.
They going 20, yes. Oh, my God. My aunt is like, girl, you need to get you a bus pass because you holding up traffic in life, like, for real.
Dang, you scared to blow the horn because they might panic and stuff.
Well, you don't want to blow the horn because, you don't want to be rude, but I think going a certain amount less than what the speed limit is. Like, if it's 45 and you going 20, the police need to pull you over, like, and see what your problem is and give you a ticket because you are, like, fucking with traffic. You know what I'm saying? Are you you messing with other people? Like, I mean, at least go 35. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going, like, at a turtle space. So, I mean, if you going that slow, maybe you need to try to look for you a driver or get you one of them people that can come pick you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the rest of the world should not have to suffer. But on the same token, we all are getting old. So, you know, you don't want to be too hard on older people because it is a blessing that they can still even get up and go like that. But I'm going to tell this story that I'm going to hit two more songs up. And then I tell my little story when I get back. But you were talking about old people. My Aunt Rachel used to fall asleep while she was driving. Like, she would be out there just knocked out. She fell asleep behind the wheel and crashed into the police, of all people. The police.
Wow.
Got her license taken, but she was still driving around. I'm like,
oh, cool.
Girl. Like, bless her soul, rest in peace, Aunt Rachel, but it was just like, you need to let them licenses go. Like, who gave you these? Or who gave them to you that first go about before you ran into the police? Because she would be up there, like, you look over there, and she got her head back, like, mouth open. It's like, Aunt Rachel, like, please let me drive. Like, I got my license. I think I had just got my stuff. So it was like, let me drive if I'm with you because I'm not trying to die. Okay? But we put bring up these. Go ahead.
Wait, hold up. Speaking of something like that, let me tell you, one night, me, D. Slate, Sean, that nigga Sean from Nod Your Head, and I think, who else was in it? And I think Jerry was in it. I think Kool-Aid was in the car with us. Now, at this point, though, out of the crew, I was the only one with the car. So I had a little, I had my little Grand Prix. So one night we coming way from out north, from skating. Niggas, it was like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Niggas are tired behind the wheel. So I'm driving.
I bet you were.
Everybody else in the car knocked out. So I'm, you know, first they was talking to a nigga, then they went to sleep on me. I'm like, oh, I ain't
and
I knew, you know, I don't care. A lot of people say I'm crazy. Me and my car had a bond. My car name was Stella. I named everything
Stella?
I owned. Yeah, I named every car I have, I named it. Every bike I have, I named it. It's just something in me to give us that connection. And so I'm driving Stella, and I knew I went to sleep. I'm talking about I was behind the wheel, and we on the highway. So, you know, I'm like, I got to be doing about 65, 70, and I'm asleep. I'm knocked out behind the wheel. I knew I fell asleep. And to this day, I don't know how the hell we woke up at home in my driveway.
God is good.
I was like.
God is good.
I'm like, yo, how the fuck did we woke up, the birds were chirping and shit, we all in the car, like, with the car running. Like, how the fuck did we get home? I said, I don't know, dog. I was asleep. I ain't even gonna lie. I was asleep. To
well,
this day, I was like,
go
God is Stella, boy.
Yes,
I was so mad when they stole Stella from me, boy. It was over with.
Yeah, you can't, in certain areas of the world, you can't have nothing nice. Or you, people see you doing better than them, and they will get you, honey. But, I wasn't going to say. Now your car turned into Christine, a good Christine,
yep.
For a minute.
To this day, that's what I say. I said my car had a mind of its own. It got us home. I would never forget that to this day.
Hold on, your car says, you ain't finna wreck me. I'm getting us to the crib, whether you walk or not.
I knew I had fell asleep. I was like.
Man, God is good. Yeah.
I still don't know how we got home that day.
Well, you know what? I mean, hey, all I can say is You live and you learn, because I remember when we used to party, and then when I'm talking about party hard, I remember driving home with one eye open like, God, if you let me get to the crib, I promise you I won't do this again. You know what I'm saying? And luckily, I made it home. One stop by no police. Like, I mean, even though a lot of the stuff we did was foolish, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, when you're young, you don't think you're going to die. So, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you live, you learn, and, you know, and hopefully, you know, we learn. Now, if you're going out and you're going to be kicking it, make sure you get you some sleep before you go so you won't be doing a one eye or wondering
okay.
how you got here. Yep. All right, so we're going to kick it off with these next two songs, Naughty by Nature featuring Joe Perfect Party, okay? Wait a minute. No, featuring Joe, and the song is called Perfect Party. I'm sorry. Then we're going to go to Mile High, Better Off. So that's what we're about to be on right now. So here we go.
Passport pimping out there, man. Drinks to drown a dragon. If you got a passport, come get a free sensation. First class invitation to my naughty nation. I have some shorts and wet t-shirts on a newer note. It takes two to tote. Let's hear some hookah smoke. See you winking, wanna clutch it, watch me kiss. I love the figure. Let me touch it while you tweet on Twitter. It's a perfect party with a pinch of passion. Pass a pint of potion. Perfect ass and fashion. My selections, confession. My obsession is affection, perfection, sex, sex. Naughty is a perfect party. Cause all the plus sizes is belly flopping. Tan, lotion, bacon, those should take it. Who can hate it? Get them spring breaking, naked shaking. Sexy mama homage, sexy mama finer. Designer's honor, getting brain like college knowledge. Work the jerk out, I work your skirt out. Stretch your thighs, let's exercise. I show the perfect workout. The thongs are strong, can't see where they meet up. Heat up teeny bikinis, tight like ballet teachers. Love you, the denim, especially when you're in them. The linen, naughty boys love when it's so naughty is the perfect clothing. But we ain't break any laws. Don't be doubting me. I go out, believe. Let's do it right under a blanket on a balcony. I don't smoke the poker. This is push focus. With a view of the ocean, let's toast to mimosas. If you understand the underworld, let me tell you, girl, we gotta do it all over the world. Naughty is the perfect party. Party, party, baby, party, neighbors, party. and pearls. Yeah. It's a world of girls. We love the girls.
All right.
Better off. Maybe I'll be 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 better off.
Told me you was working, seemed a little nervous. I was writing verses, melody was perfect. You was out flirting, I was so certain.
And we had no worries.
Writing early, you was in a hurry. Told you you was hurting, knowing you was dirty. Hopped in the bourbon, I could see you smirking. Didn't think I knew about it, I should write a song about it. You out flirting, I'm at home hurting. Packing on my shit, you can have a house I purchased. You don't deserve it, maybe I should burn it down. Bet you wish you was out working now. I'm single again, back on my grind. Shit just ain't what it was then. Girl, quit wasting my time.
She told me I was not taking a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. Better off. It's like running out of loving. A little overcooked, muffin out the oven. How you gon' lie and try and tell me it was nothing? Shawty, it was something, wasn't it? Love had me blinded, but your heart was all I wanted. Money over bitches, but you was over money. Looking way back, got me sick to my stomach. If love is a battlefield, then I'm a casualty of loving. Oh, I wish I could bring back those days when the sex was great. All love, no hate, but I know things gon' change. And the sun gon' shine right after the rain. But I wish I could slow that down and show you how I'm feeling right now. No refunds, I paid that cost. Moving on, but I'm better off. She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off.
It all happened so fast for me. I thought I knew, but I ain't really know the half of it. And love making it was passionate. And me and you was fed, I never said it was an accident. Nah. And now your attitude's changing. So lately I've been hesitating on the love making. Lying in my face and all the crazy shit you're saying. My lower level of patience, the question evading. Distant relations, very bitter taste buds. Rigid heartbreaker, feeling like I hate ya. I ain't gon' chase ya, I'd rather replace ya. Only thing I chase is the paper. That's a nigga nature, and I don't mean no disrespect. I'm so gone trying to get a better deal than that. Getting hot to take your sweater off. Have to let you leave it now, thinking that I'm better off.
I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. Better off.
And we are back. That was Naughty by Nature featuring Joe, The Perfect Party, and Mile High, and Better Off. Yes, yes, and yes. Where you at, Mitri?
I'm right here, babe. I'm right here. I'm still with you.
Okay, okay, okay. I was getting a little quiet. I'm going to hold up, eating, hang, and ran to the bathroom.
No, I'm still with you. I'm in the building.
All right, boogie. On the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Yes, we are. Like, I am so pumped we finally got it up, and we levitating right now. We about to take off into orbit in a minute.
We back in the building.
Yes, they ain't ready. But, okay, so about me and how I came to be a part of this station. So, one of my friends on Facebook, his name is Chris, but his alias is Kaiserific. Okay, and like, he's just always been really kind of supportive of like me singing and stuff, and I don't know how, I don't know if he shared it or if somehow I just seen it, but, you know, talking about, you know, Indie Up Saturday looking for a host. Da 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 da. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, let me try my luck at that. Like, I'm trying to be in the music scene, so or on the music scene. So, this would be a good, you know, door to enter. So, I put on the little thing. I was like, well, I'll be interested in it. Then he, you know, liked my status and said, yeah, D, she'll be good in it. Then me and D got to rapping somehow, and from there, I was on the radio, and it was like, cool. You know what I'm saying? And I've got to do some really fun stuff since I've been a part of the network. So I am really thrilled. Outside of the network, I sing, I write and I sing, and I run a household with my sister, my aunt, and my man, and that's pretty much my life right there. Like, I mean, outside of the music, doing stuff at the crib, hopefully I can get in school this year. You know, that's me. You know, I kick it with my girls every month. We go somewhere. We have a good time. We laugh. You know, dress fancy, take pictures, and, you know, that's all we got going right now. Hopefully my music takes off one day, and, you know, and I can boogie fist my way on into the Grammys, and that would be awesome. And that is me in a nutshell.
That's why we're going to do the Ray Cole Hour. We're gonna do a whole hour with nothing but bumping your stuff. We're gonna get the world wondering who Ray Cole is. I'm telling even if it's 30 minutes, we're gonna take 30 minutes of the show and just bump your crap.
Oh no,
your crap.
I don't think D like that. Nah, I ain't. Look, I'm not a selfish girl. Just give me one spin, honey. That's all I need.
It's India Saturday. You're an independent artist, and we bumping you. We're still doing our job.
Well, I mean, this is true. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind putting a song in rotation these late. You know, one of these days we're going to work on that these late. But, no, I most definitely wouldn't mind, because truthfully, like, I like singing. Well, I love singing. I do it all. Sometimes I don't even know I'll be singing at home because somebody tells me to shut up. You know, it's crazy how the people at your house want you to shut up and people that like you singing want you to sing more. It's just crazy. But, I mean, truthfully, I would want to get more into the songwriting. Like, I write all the time. Like, that would be the avenue I really want to, you know, to drive down and pull up in front of and get out on, because, I mean, that's where the money's at, if you ask me, because, I mean, anybody can sing, but, like, I mean, if you want to make some dollars, I'm trying to, look, you like this song? let's talk it out. Let's see what you want to take this song and put it on your album. Let's do this. Let's get this money together. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Right.
But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, this, I feel like if it's in God's plans, and I think that it is. No, I believe that it is, because everything, like, anytime I feel like, you know, maybe I should just kind of throw in a towel and just focus on something else, a little sign just float on into my life or something, some door opens or somebody contacts me like, hey, I got a show, would you want to perform? And it's like, you know, like, I just feel like if God will bring you to it, he'll bring you through it too. Like, I mean, just everything just keeps falling in line. So, I mean, we'll see where this road is going to take me to. We will definitely see.
Yeah.
That's my story, my little story there. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well,
we gonna sneak your music in every show. We're gonna put one of your songs on every show.
D gonna get us.
Hey,
you gonna be like, this ain't part of the rotation.
Hey, he can't get mad. He can't get mad. He let us off the leash, so we get to do what we do. We gonna play the joints. We're gonna do the interviews, and then one day we're gonna interview you again because it's your turn to be in the spotlight. So,
boom,
we gonna do this. It's all about Indie Up Saturdays. Your boy Ray Cole. Oh, damn, I fell. Your boy Ray Cole.
Oh, that's okay. I know what you mean.
The girl Ray Cole. The girl Ray Cole. Your boy No Reason. Big Brothers is, I know Big Brother is listening. What up, Big Bro? And
hello.
We're gonna keep giving them these hits, and we're gonna go ahead. Ray, I know we're still gonna do the hip hop trivia, even though it's just me and you, and whoever we interview, we can put them into it. We still gotta do the hip hop trivia.
No problem.
He'll probably pop in every blue moon. I got to get my revenge on that night because I think y'all was cheating me that night.
Wasn't nobody cheating you. Look, I had just found that game on the internet. It wasn't even a game. It was kind of like it just gave you the right answer. But I had found that probably like an hour or two before we were supposed to go on to the show. And I was, because I had seen some other ones that I was like, I like this one. So it is no way. I mean, I ain't going to say it ain't no way. I could have emailed him the answers, but I didn't, okay?
Hey.
You know what? Conspiracy theories, you know what I'm saying? I promise
always.
You. I put that on everything. I ain't email him the answers.
You know me. I'm always on a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but still, though, I ain't do it. Wrong individual. It wasn't me. I promise you. But, no,
we
must definitely
incorporate
that. Yeah.
We gotta keep giving them that because, you know, this is all we need to throw a little R&B up in there, too. I know, since you're the R&B queen over here on the station, I know you listen to the Black Panties, right?
R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Don't throw stones at me. I haven't. No, I haven't. What is wrong with you? Oh my God.
Nothing.
So,
I mean,
you know what? This is what I need you to do. I need you to listen to the album so I can message you about the album next time we on the air.
The whole album? Oh,
listen to the
how many
whole
songs
album.
Is it? Jeez. I'm joking. You know what?
Album.
I will say this about R. Kelly, okay? And I'm probably going to get stoned from all the black people, but I think he can sing. Honestly, I probably only like about 3 or 4 of his songs, I know, like. But he puts on a hell of a live performance. Like, he really is a good live performer. I have seen him here in St. Louis probably about 3 years ago he had came. But I will say this, he must have lost his fan base somewhere in St. Louis, because when I went to that concert, and when I say that we were actually sitting higher up, okay, but we looked down and this entire section was empty, like the entire section. We just got up and walked down and sat closer to the stage, but it was so sad to see somebody of his caliber with empty seats. You know what I'm saying? I would have thought that he would have packed that place, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if his scandals ran people off or what, but, I mean, it was just kind of sad to see that.
It's crazy. I know
it
he
is.
Was out here. He was just out here.
Mm-hmm.
Packed house. Packed
yeah,
house.
Yeah, they packed it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody named Mama.
Everybody
was
showed
out.
Up. You, I mean, that's what I would have thought in St. Louis. Like, when I got there, I mean, granted, it was still a lot of people there, but it wasn't, like, it was an entire section and, like, in surrounding sections that didn't have anybody in it. And it was just like, damn, R. Kelly, like, what happened here? Like, we done drop dropped the ball somewhere, you know, but he does put on a really good show, and he did some type of tribute to Michael Jackson, and I really enjoyed it, because at first I wasn't going to go, but, you know, I was kind of happy that I did. I was like, all right, R. Kelly, I see you, you know, I see you up there. So, but I will check out the Black Panties just for you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe, because I would have messaged you about that CD, yo. I've been asking people about the CD who all listen to it, and mm-hmm. I just didn't want to hear, you know, it's like certain tracks I'm listening to, and I'd be like, damn, I wonder what a woman is thinking about in this situation of this song.
Okay,
so,
but R. Kelly Black Panties, that'll be one of our topics, or before our next show, that could be the topic, the first topic that we address. I'm going to listen to it this week, and hopefully we be on the air, like, on next Saturday, hopefully, if you think we're ready or whatever the case may be.
Because I think we should, during the week, like,
mm-hmm.
we can go again next Wednesday and go over, do it again next Wednesday and go
okay.
from there, you know, one more.
Just another one just to kind of test and see how far
yeah.
along we can kind of came. Yeah, we can do that. We can also kind of, like, touch bases on any topics that we want to do, like, kind of, I guess, get the script in order. If that, you get what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, that'll be fine because, yeah, I mean, that's, you want to talk about Black Panties. I guess I'll just figure out something because there's always something in celebrity news. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I mean, it was a lot of stuff, like, before, like, with the whole Beyonce dropping her album the way that she did and all that type of stuff. Like, you know, it's always something in celebrity news or just up-and-coming news.
Did you hear about how Jay-Z and Beyonce was fighting that Jay-Z was supposed to have fucked Kelly?
She wasn't supposed to what?
Did you hear that Jay-Z slept with Kelly?
I hope that's a lie.
It is. But Tess was like, Beyonce gave Jay-Z a shiner, bust him in the eye, because she found condoms in his pants, and he said, she found out that he had slept with Kelly.
Mm.
I said,
that's juicy.
I said, you know that shit ain't happened. I heard that shit on one radio station. Yeah.
Well, not
like
only that.
Fucking,
hell yeah. Like, that would have been all over TMZ. Look, CNN, MTV,
mm-hmm.
channels in other countries. Of like, I mean, they would have been talking about that. But, like, nobody knows what's happening in their camp. But I don't think Jay-Z is going to jeopardize what he
There's
has. Like, not only that, I think he probably had somebody killed before that type of information. I know that sounds crazy, but, I mean, he'd have you taken out before that type of information ever got to the media or Beyonce ever had to worry about that because that's just too much of a problem. Yeah, I mean, you can get crackheads. Look, you can pay somebody on the street a couple of, give them somebody a million, you'd be dead. Like, we would have got killed for less. Okay, so.
What's the dude's name for TMZ? What's his name?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of the man's name, though.
It'll be like, I'll find it. Hey, look, I'll take care of you for the rest of your life. You'll be off the street.
Hell yeah.
You go with me for the rest of your life. Pop that gas. Don't even worry about
probably,
going to jail.
Hold on, probably wouldn't even need that. They say, look, just give me a hit and a hamburger. And he is gone, okay? Like, For real. So, I mean, I think what it is, you know, when people don't know what's going on in folks' life, they make up stories or somebody stand too close to this person or whatever. They make up stories to keep themselves entertained and you know what I'm saying? It really is, it's kind of sad because, you know what I'm saying, that type of stuff. Like, I'm not going to say luckily because I don't know them, but hopefully they got, like, a strong union because that type of stuff could tear apart a household. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they were weak-minded and weak-willed people, that could really mess you up. So people just stop it.
That's why when I get rich and famous, I'm marrying a chick from the hood. I'ma find me a chick that's cute, that ain't got nothing going for herself. Not gonna take that back. I'm gonna find me a chick that's cute, that's educated, got a job, she work hard, and then I'm gonna bring her in with me.
Well, there you go.
Because when you get it, you can't put two celebrities together without the world being in your business.
Yeah,
so if I get somebody from
Bobby
the hood, they don't know nothing about. All they gonna say, well, Dimitri's wife, she's a nurse, or she's a,
right.
You know,
that dress she had on looked really nice.
You know, she still works. While he's making all this money, she still works. Hell yeah, she's gonna work. She's gonna add to what we got. That's what you're supposed
to
do. We add together to make all this money.
Well, keeping the surplus. One thing I hate is when I see women that get with these really rich men, and then, you know, the man either get tired of them or find somebody younger or somebody else they like and boot them out, but they don't have nothing. It's like, what? Bitch, what was you doing that whole time? You know what I'm saying? Like, he afforded you every opportunity. Like, how come you didn't go to school? How come you didn't start no businesses? You want to feel sorry for him, but then again, it's like, I don't feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you, instead of shopping and doing all this other craziness, you should have been trying to figure out, you know how your man is, and depending on how you got with him, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you took him from somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if he that type of man, shit, you need to be trying to plot and plan for your for your future. You know what I'm saying?
I want somebody. I want somebody rich to come get me from the hood. Shit, I'm loyal.
They
like
pick
a,
you
I'm
up.
I'm loyal like a. I'm loyal like a Labrador Retriever. You know how loyal they are. What you say, baby?
They ain't going nowhere.
Got you. Let me rub your feet after that, girl. Let me rub your feet after that show. You know.
My thing is this. If it's somebody, just as you got money, because I've had people try to talk to me before they got money, and if I don't like you or if I don't see myself being there like that with you, I don't care what you got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's nice, and yeah, it would make my life easier, but, you know, I got to look at myself in the mirror every day. And if you go to touch me, I might just start screaming. So, I'd rather just be poor and happy, like, I'm good. Like, nah, I work on my own riches. No, thank you. You know?
I'm like, hey, Cuban Gooding Jr., Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
You say, you like, whatever.
That's why I be like, yo, every time I write a post on Facebook at the end of it, I be like, who's up grinding, blah, 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 you know, whatever, whatever. Right at the end of it, I always say grind squad, because that's all I do. I'm grinding.
Yes.
I'm the fourth member of Clips now.
Grinding.
Yes.
I would definitely say try to find somebody whose hustle kind of matches your hustle, though. I think that's why Beyonce and Jay-Z are perfect for each other, because they both are some hustlers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been hustling for a long-ass time, and they get that money. So that's why, you know, unless you hustling harder than Beyonce, like, you really got some hard, or, you know, and vice versa, for real, you really got some hard shoes to try to fill. So I don't know. That's just my thoughts. So let's see here. What is it, 9:16? All right, we're going to run these two more songs, and then maybe we'll come back with some more topics to discuss and brainstorm, you know, so we can get this script together for Wednesday. If that's cool with Big Meatry, no reason. Boom.
No way. Go ahead, Madam
okay.
Solvers.
Let's do it then. We about to bring up J. Marie, Call Me Papa. And I hope J. Marie is a man. I'm sorry. Or maybe he said call me papa. Like, I mean, that's just too broad of a statement. Like, call me papa, like you want me to call you papa? Or are you saying call me papa, like I'm waiting on you to call me daddy, like, you know, a little Mexican, or, you know, not Mexican, but Hispanic girl voice, you know, like, I'm confused. But anyways, then we got Jeff Hendricks, Back to the Days, okay? So that's what we're about to get into right now. So let's do this.
I saw him, he was standing at the bar.
He looked so good.
I walked him over to his area, gave him the eye.
Had to let him know I was him, you know.
Facebook celebrity, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? But Oh, well. Oh, well. So I have a question. What is your goal for this show? Like, what do you see this show, like, I don't want to say becoming, but, like what would you like to see on the show?
Well, you know, we got a great format. You know, we play the music. You know, we're going to hit them, you know, we're going to try to bring them to good, you know, keep them in the loop of what's going on out there a lot of people don't know about.
Right.
You know, hit them with the little news of the scene, you know, hit them with the trivia, you know, because that's always going to be a killer.
And oh, yeah. People like to be challenged.
Try to bring them the fresh interviews, and I think they'll love us to death. As long as we keep playing, you know, giving everybody their chance, to, you know, to shine in the spotlight, you know. As long as they,
right.
you know, they keep sending the music in to us, we're going to keep playing it, you know. We're going to make sure they shine. And
right,
if we can help
right.
push somebody, we can help push somebody to that level where they want to be, where they sign in the contract, where they mixtape is, you know, making the buzz in the street because of the D-Hour show, you know,
right.
because of the D-Hour network, you know, NDL Saturday helping them along, and hey, that's what we're here for. We're going to continue pushing
right.
them along, and that's what we need to do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We,
but no,
pretty much we here to help you. We here to help you by helping you, you know, by helping you. So
right.
you give us the music, we gonna help you by playing the music. You continue making
right.
hot music, we're gonna continue playing the hot music. It's a win-win situation for you whichever way you look at it.
Yeah, this is true. This is so true. Man, I must have heard a song on the radio the other day. You know, I really don't listen to the radio when I drive. Nowadays, I don't because I'm surprised when I hear, like, a really good song. I'm like, what? Like, it's an actual diamond in this pile of rhinestones. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I was listening to, I do not know what this song was. And I probably wouldn't say it if I did because I ain't trying to, you know, put nobody's art down. But however, comma, when I say this dude had no business rapping, and normally I don't really comment on people when they rap. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, if you can rhyme some words and say them to a beat, almost anybody can make up a rap song. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people.
Right.
Granted, it's people that's a million times better than some folks. But, like, for the most part, anybody can come up with a generic rap, okay? But when I say this dude had no business rapping ever, period, nowhere, okay? I wouldn't give a damn if he went to the moon, went to Mars. Like, no, do not give him that microphone. And he is on the radio, and it's, like, a popular song. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, what is the music coming to? Like, what is really going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, this sounds like garbage, and they got it bumping on the radio, and I guarantee you that people going to be, it's on sale. In some form or the other, it's going to be something that people follow. And it's just like, no, I can't. I just turned the radio off and kept driving. Couldn't do it. But who am I? Yeah, I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell. I'm sorry, but no, I don't know. It's just some music out here, and it's just like, is this really what we're doing in a 2013-14? Like, is this what you got to do? Like, man. But, oh, well. I look at it like it's a game. Just got to play it, and, you know, boom. But no,
yeah.
My goal or what I think what I'd like to see for the show is, like, I would like to see us network all the way to the top. And that's with everybody in any side ventures outside of this, what we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you said you got your reality shows and your films and you know, the calendars and, you know, me singing, you know, D and, you know, him wanting to get into whatever it is he's trying to get into, poetic justice. Like, I want the network to grow. Like, I could see us getting to, like, Ricky Smiley level. Like, you know how he's, like, on TV, like, where they have, like, that whole, like, mortgage board of, like, different radio shows, and they actually, like, they're filming them live while they're recording for that day. Like, I could see us getting to that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, with the push and the right network, like, I really, you know, anything is possible. So, I mean, that's just something I want to see immediately. You know, our, like, immediate goals would be, you know, just to get our name out there, get people actually wanting to tune in on Saturdays, listen to us. You know what I'm saying? Checking for us, like, that type of shit. You know, sharing it, letting people know, hey, they about to come on. Like, I really think we could... I really think we could get there. I really do. That's all. That's all I had to say about that.
Right.
Right. Are you getting sleepy?
I'm with you still. I'm still with you.
You getting sleepy? Is your eyes starting to droop?
No, they getting there, you know, because no matter, like I said, I'd have laid it down
it's
by now,
bedtime.
But I wanted to do this, and so we can start getting the idea of what we're doing.
Well, I think we kind of got an idea. We're right at 25 minutes left, so I mean, I think that if we can go ahead and end it here, because I think we kind of got the we got the general idea. We both got some homework to do though. Homework as in like, okay, I'm gonna research black panties. So that could be a topic that we go over. I have to think about what I want to talk about. And then I'll let you know so that way you can kind of research it and maybe – so that way you won't be, like, you know, out in the wind or whatever.
Right.
Then we'll just go from there because you said you wanted to see if we could do another mock show, like, on Wednesday or something.
Yeah, we can do it. Try to do another on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, yeah, that way we can kind of work on our script and kind of go from there. And then I think, me personally, I think I feel pretty comfortable with this. I see how it needs to be ran. And I think the only thing we got left to do is get our format together, and I think we're good. So I'll go ahead and we can go ahead and end this. I'll shoot D a message, and then I'll hit you up and let you know, too.
All right.
All right, sound good?
That's cool with me, Riri.
Okay. Well, what time did you want to do it on Wednesday before you hang up?
I don't care. No, whenever you're free. I'm off on Wednesday, so.
Okay, well, that's cool. Right. I know he said we have to do it at least 3 hours before the show airs for Wednesday, so maybe we can aim to do it like around, let's try like maybe, is 11 too early? Well, wait a minute. It'd be 11 here for me. It'd be 10 where you – wait, that'd be 9 where you at. So what about 12 o'clock? So that way it could be like 10 where you at.
9 is cool. I just be getting off work anyway. So that'd be perfect. I'd still be up.
Okay, so 9 o'clock for you and 11 for me. I'll shoot the message and make sure those times are cool. And then we can go over it again and then be prepared for Saturday.
Because, like I said, worst come to worst. We could just get on the phone and talk and just go over it without having to have the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever, however you want to work it, because I think for the most part, like I said, I think I got the switchboard part down. So that was my only concern, like was going to be something I didn't understand. But I think we got it. So, yeah, most definitely. I should have a message, like you said, if push come to shove, we could just talk about whatever we're going to do over the phone, too. So how are you going to do it?
All right,
well, you get some sleep, Mr. Metri D. No reason.
Yeah, because I didn't even go to sleep none today. I got off work this morning, and I've been running ever since.
Now, trust me, I know about them days where it's like when you lay down, you ain't getting up. Yeah, I feel you. All right, well, I'll let you go ahead and go get you some sleep. We're going to go ahead and end this show right here. Good night. Be late. Peace. All right. Bye-bye.
Later.
Are you sure you want to end this episode? In episode.